When Dee Swanheiser read the list of state parks that were threatened with budget-driven closures this summer, she was worried. As the volunteer director for the North Bay portion of the Bay Area Ridge Trail, she immediately recognized that the proposed cutbacks at the parks would also directly affect the trail.
The majority of our trails that are open now are in state parks. Jack London, Annadel, Sugarloaf, and we want to be in both Napa. And all of those were slated for closures.
That meant that major portions of the 27 miles of completed trail in Sonoma County might also be rendered inaccessible, a threat that Swanheiser says was far more acute here than in other areas around San Francisco Bay.
We are the ones that really have the opportunity and the obligation to connect state parks. The route that the Ridge Trail takes in other counties does not go through state parks. They have other lands that they go through, and those have not been threatened by closure.
Happily, Swanheiser reports, it now appears unlikely that any of the North Bay state parks will actually have to bar their gates after all.
The only one that's for surely done now is the Valley of the Moon Natural History Association has completed their agreement with state parks to manage Jack London. And I know that Regional Parks is working with Annadel to keep that open, and I think that's going very well. And I believe the Sonoma Ecology Center is still working on a final agreement with state parks for Sugarloaf. So fingers crossed until all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, those will not close and the Ridge Trail will remain open for public access and won't close in July.
In Napa County, park officials have also stepped up to help keep the Bothe Park open, while in Marin, assistance has come from the federal government.
The National Park Service is going to keep Mount Tam open, where we have beautiful trails not only looking out over the bay, but also looking out of the Pacific Ocean.
These encouraging developments mean that Swanheiser and the rest of the Bay Area Ridge Trail team can once again concentrate on bridging the gaps that remain in that planned 550-mile loop.
In Sonoma County, we will, when completed, have 59 or 60 miles of trail. Right now, we have 27 miles open and dedicated for everyone to enjoy. And we're working on 6 more miles that will be opened this year or early next.
Most of those additions will come as public lands are opened on Taylor Mountain. Meanwhile, in Napa, they are looking at enlarging the Ridge Trail's route to include one of the region's high spots.
Napa County and the Napa County Land Trust have been urging the Ridge Trail to move our alignment north so that it does include Mount St. Helena. So then we would come from Sugarloaf, which is now the furthest northern point that we have, and we would take it through Bothe Napa and on into Mount St. Helena. We're doing a feasibility study now, and it looks very promising.
So far, about 335 miles of the planned ridgeline trails have been completed and open to the public. New sections are being added at a rate of about 15 miles per year. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.